from the ISU campus tonight. It's another edition of Radio Munson. Les Brown's Band of Renown, Drop Me Off in Harlem. That's a song that Duke Ellington wrote. Has some interesting chord progressions. George Shearing did a little arrangement for his little quintet back in the 60s, and Les Brown said, hey, I like that. I'm going to adapt that to a big band, which he did. New York City was still the music capital of the world then. I mean, I know Nashville was coming on. There was that West Coast jazz movement, but New York was still where it was all happening. One of the last gasps involved four guys who weren't really jazz singers. They were sort of pop singers at the time with a little jazzy feel. Eddie Hall and Larry Foster and Michael Gardner. They were a singing quartet. That's three of them. The fourth one was Kirby Stone. All of them married guys. They had, I think, an aggregate of seven children when Ed Sullivan discovered them. They were New York guys, all of them. They had one of the big hits of the late 1950s.
Baubles, bangles, hear how they ring, jingling-a-ling, baubles, bangles, bright shiny beads, sparkles, spangles, her heart will ring, jingling-a-ling, wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. She'll glitter and gleam, so make somebody dream, so that someday I may buy her a ring, jingling-a-ling. I've heard that's where it leads when you're wearing baubles, bangles,
bright, shiny beat. Pop, 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 pop. Bright, shiny beats. Bright, shiny beats. Someday I may buy her a ring, jingle-ling-a-ling. I've heard that's where it leads. When you're wearing baubles, bangles, bright, shiny beats.
Ed Sullivan loved these guys. The Kirby Stone Four put them on his Sunday night show many a time. And Columbia Records then signed them, and they had a really good recording career going for a while. Don't you sort of miss four-part harmony, or sometimes three-part harmony, or quintets? Here's an example of six-part harmony. Take Six with Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band.
Thank you. days grow short. I'm in the autumn of the year. Now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old cakes. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year. Very good year. Ooh. Very good year. Ba-do-ba-do-ba-do. Very good year. Ooh. Very good year.
Take Six with Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. It was a very good year. I'm not sure what year on the calendar that would be. But this year, 2016, has been pretty momentous, hasn't it? So was the year 1936. There was a lot of great jazz recorded in 1936, including a thing that Lionel Hampton did. It was just an interesting band. He had Cootie Williams playing a muted trumpet, and Johnny Hodges on his alto saxophone. Edgar Sampson was playing a barry sax, and Jess Stacy at piano, and Sonny Greer was playing the drums, and the great Lionel Hampton was playing vibes and doing a little singing.
Thank you.
Wouldn't you like to have walked into a club on 52nd Street in New York City, the Jazz Street, and watched Lionel Hampton go to work? He was an amazing entertainer. There he is with some of his pals. Ringing them bells. Well, maybe they were wedding bells. I'm not real sure. Here's a song from Father of the Bride. Yeah. Steve Tyrell did honors.
Thank you. chain. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
Steve Tyrell, we got a few extra bars tonight. And fire a politician, I would say. I regret if you were somewhat confused during that recording. That sort of makes it your fault. Here on Radio Munson with Billy May's band, with the 100th anniversary of Billy's birth, and a thing called Say It Isn't So, coming up.
Support for GLT comes from Drake & Nancy at Zimmerman & Armstrong Investment Advisors, offering securities through First Allied Securities, member FRNIA SIPC, offering 25 years of experienced, reputable, and timely financial management with a contemporary, independent perspective. This is GLT.
You know, laughter is this kind of clumsy, inarticulate way of expressing ourselves, but it's also kind of awesome.
Here's a question. Why do we laugh? What is laughter for? On the next Radio Lab, we wonder about the mysteries of laughter, from a baby's first laugh to an outbreak of contagious laughter in Tanzania.
Listen Sunday at 11 on GLT News and Ideas.
Billy May's band, and Say It Isn't So. Well, it is so. This is the 100th anniversary, the birth of one of the great arrangers of the swinging big band years, Billy May. Played with Charlie Barnett, played with Glenn Miller's band. He was a trumpeter, but he was starting to do some arranging, and then went to Los Angeles and just recorded all of the big stars. One of whom was that piano player that either recorded prior to this in 1953 with his own trio in which he played piano, or a big stringy lot of violins, Gordon Jenkins arrangements. But in 1953, Billy May was paired with Nat King Cole, and it produced one of the big hits of that year.
G is great after being out late, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go long harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. Hours go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile, snuggles her head on my chest. We starting to pet, and that's when I get her talcum all over my vest. After I kind of straighten my tie, she has to borrow my comb. One kiss, then I continue again, walking my baby back home. The dark, so I have to park outside of her door till it's light. She says if I try to kiss her, she'll cry. I dry her tears all through the night, hand in hand to a barbecue stand. Right from her doorway we roam. Eats and then it's a pleasure again, walking my baby, talking my baby, loving my baby. I don't mean maybe, walking my baby back home.
Nat King Cole and Billy May's band, Billy's Arrangement, 1953. Yeah, that sort of sent Nat Cole into a big band mode, and he did pretty well doing that. Played it, did an album with a Basie band, some stuff with Stan Kenton, Nat King Cole. Billy May would have been 100 if he had lived. He just did some marvelous arrangements for singers, including the Four Freshmen.
Tonight we'll serve a supper, we'll eat some food that's rare, and at the head of the table we'll place Brother Henry's chair. Invite all the local big dogs, we'll laugh and talk and eat, but we'll save the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat. Today we'll go to market, buy a lot of fish, that will thrill Brother Henry, 'cause that's his special dish. Get a large can of molasses, so we'll have something sweet, but we'll save the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat. Henry is not a juicer, he rarely takes a nip. Henry don't need no napkin, 'cause the things he eats don't drip. Once we had a banquet, it really was a bake. Started off with short ribs, then finished up with steak. When the feast was over, Brother Henry just kept his seat, and we served them bones to Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat.
Once we had a banquet, it really was a bake. Started off with short ribs, then finished up with steak. When the feast was over, Brother Henry just kept his seat, and we served them bones to Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no. Well done, medium blood red.
The Four Freshmen, that's a song that Nat Cole had also recorded with his trio a little earlier. Save Those Bones for Henry Jones. Here on Radio Munson, we take little flights of fancy on Thursday. We're going back 60 years, an even 60 years. It's 1956. It's still summertime in Newport, Rhode Island. And I think it's the third Newport Jazz Festival, if I'm not mistaken. And Duke Ellington's band, featuring alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges, are on hand. And they had it bad. And that ain't good. Johnny Hodges with Duke Ellington's band. I got it bad, and that ain't good. 60 years ago, 1956, here on Radio Munson. Here's something by singer, pianist Daryl Sherman, and she sings with trombonist Dan Barrett in a band he put together.
Dance with me. out my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. A gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arms about you, and the charms about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
Support for GLT comes from Red Raccoon Games, providing more than 1,500 games in stock and a space that brings together friends and family for fun and entertainment. Located in downtown Bloomington. Learn more at redraccoongames.com. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
Thank you.
That's trumpeter Neil Hefti and his band. And a song that Neil, who is a great arranger, arranged, but he also wrote the song. It's called Buttercup. Buttercup. Glad you're along this evening on Radio Munson. The 100th birthday of Billy May. Born 100 years ago today in Pittsburgh, PA. So we've been playing some of his arrangements with his band, backing some of the great singers. You know, he was one of the great arrangers of the 20th century, but he was still arranging before his death, which was in, I think, 2004. He was still arranging in this century. I think the last arranging job he did was to contribute to three great arrangements to an album that Keeley Smith did, saluting her pal Frank Sinatra, including this track, Billy May's arrangement with Keeley Smith.
This love of mine goes on and on. The life is empty since you have gone. You're always on my mind, though out of sight. It's lonesome through the day and all the night. I cried my heart. Bound to break since nothing matters. Let it break. I ask the sun and the moon and the stars that shine, what's to become of it? This love of
Keeley Smith with Billy May's arrangement. Great song. Here on Radio, let's do one more Billy May thing this evening. We were talking about all of his things he did with his band. Here's an arrangement he did for his band on a song, I forget what show it was from, called If I Were a Bell. Well, you know, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding. Thank you. unmistakable, Billy May. If I were a bell, yeah, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding. That's Johnny Smith playing guitar with the Art Van Dam Quintet, Art's Accordion. One of the great jazz musicians, one of the few who played jazz accordion. Let's go down to Ryman Auditorium in Nashville for the Manhattan Transfer 20 years ago, 1996, with Mark O'Connor playing a little fiddle.
With the back of my back, I'm tired of transportation in the back of my hat. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle to the smoke from the stack and pal around with Democratic fellas named Max. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, woo-woo, whoop-whoop, chiboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Track, Jack.
and I hear a whistle like a peep through the crack. I watch a train roll away, it's ballin' a jack. The riders are the rhythm of the biggity clack. So take me right back to the track. Jack, choo choo, choo choo, choo boogie, woo woo, woo woo, choo boogie, choo choo, choo choo, choo boogie.
...1996 at Ryman Auditorium down in Nashville. I think it was for the Country Music Network, originating there with the Manhattan Transfer. They did one of those concert things that they were doing at the time. And who was that pedal guitarist? Steve Henson was a pedal guitarist. And Mark O'Connor was playing fiddle, and Ricky Skaggs was playing rhythm guitar for the Manhattan Transfer. Here on Radio Munson on GLT... Here's some interesting guys. Ken Poplowski playing some clarinet, Scott Robinson on C Melody sax, and Vince Giordano's going to play some bass saxophone with Marty Gross's guitar, and a song that Walter Donaldson wrote back in 1936 with a simple title of You, Y-O-U, and it's our closing for Radio Munson tonight for Y-O-U. Thank you for being with us tonight. I'm glad to be back in the GLT studios in Normal, Illinois, of WGLT Normal, with a news update from NPR coming up next. I'll be back in Tucson next Thursday evening. I'll see you then. Have a great week, everybody.